Lord, we do thank you for your goodness, for your mercy to us. We thank you, Lord, we can gather into this meeting from all over the globe. We do thank you, Lord, for your way that you've opened up that sinners can be saved by grace, can approach the throne of God, can be covered in that precious blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary's tree. Pray, Lord, you speak to us, help us, encourage us in your word today. For your name's sake. I just wanted to look at the two verses in Isaiah chapter 30. And it was just something that I'd come across a while ago about waiting on the Lord and the whole aspect, the whole principle of waiting on the Lord. And this verse 18 and verse 19 I was just going to consider just for a few minutes before we get down to prayer. And the backdrop to this is that the people of the Israelites, the Lord's people, were really they turned their back on the Lord and turned their back and what the Lord had to say through his prophet Isaiah. And the people wanted to go down to Egypt. And because the Assyrian army, the army that was going to invade the land, had made them very afraid. So right from the outset, Isaiah himself says he had purposed in his own heart, in a previous chapter, I think it's chapter 8, he says, I will wait on the Lord. This is Isaiah saying, I will wait on the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. So Isaiah himself purposed in his own heart that this was his modus operandi. He was going to wait on the Lord, no matter what. The people had different ideas. But it's wonderful, just in this verse 18, if we just read it for a minute. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. And waiting on the Lord, I mean, it just seems to be, it doesn't come naturally. It seems to be something that is for the shut-ins or those who are infirm or feeble of mind. But we are entreated by the Lord to wait for the Lord. The Lord's ways are different to ours. In the Lord's economy, waiting on the Lord is working for him. The Lord says, your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. So what the Lord wants us to do is to wait for him, to wait for the Lord, to wait for revival, to wait for the Lord to break in revival. And that's what happened in New York in 1857. That's what happened in the Hebridean revival. Was it 1953 or thereabouts? The Lord broke in because people waited. It's interesting. The people who wait sometimes aren't the majority. It's quite often the minority, or quite often just a remnant, like those two sisters that Rick was talking about, that actually were waiting before Duncan Campbell ever got to that island. And they knew what the Lord was going to do. They knew the Lord was going to break in and there's going to be a mighty revival on that really quite small island of Lewis and Harris. Anyway, the Lord says in Isaiah 30, in this verse 18, the Lord himself waits. It says, the Lord will wait. He patiently waits for us himself. He spreads out his hands all the day long. And the Lord will be gracious unto you. How wonderful it is. And the Lord is gracious to us. He's full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy, the psalmist says. And he will be exalted. The Lord himself will be exalted. So it's really about the Lord God and his desires. We wait on the Lord, but it's about Him. It's about what the Lord wants. And it says, He will be exalted. He will arise in His majesty and His power, and He'll display that power in the church. Wonderful, isn't it? And He'll have mercy on us. Thank the Lord for His mercy. He's a God of judgment. And the Lord Jesus bore that judgment for us on a cross. He shed His blood for us. He bore what we should have been bearing, what was rightfully ours, the judgment of God. You think of all those people in the flood who bore the judgment of God that was rightfully theirs. And only Noah and his family were saved. But the Lord Jesus has stood in the breach for us and took upon Himself that judgment. How wonderful it is that we can wait on the Lord in these days. And it says, blessed are those who wait for Him. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord, says the psalmist. So we're blessed are they who wait for Him, for the Lord, for Him, the Lord Jesus Himself, to make a breach, for the Lord to come down to display His mighty power, for the Lord Himself to be revealed in His own body, the church. This is what we're waiting for. And verse 19, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. It's a lovely thought, isn't it? The Lord loves, it says in Psalms, the Lord loves the gates of Zion. That's where we're dwelling. Thou shalt weep no more. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's a wonderful hope. But through the night, it may be difficult. Through the night, there may be weeping. Through the night, we may cry out to the Lord, but joy comes in the morning. This is the Lord's economy. We weep, but the Lord gives us joy. He's very gracious to us, it says in this verse. Very gracious. It says in the church in Acts that great grace was upon them all. What a lovely place to be in, where great grace is upon us all in the church. And it says that He'll be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. And we cry unto the Lord for all the aspects in our lives. We cry out to the Lord for our families. Bob has just mentioned his sister there. Mark's just mentioned his daughter, Kristen. We cry out to the Lord. It's the Lord is our only help. The Lord is the one we wait on. We cry out for our neighbours, for our friends. We cry out for our countries. We cry to the Lord. We cry out for those who are in need, those who need to be healed. The Lord is the answer. We're waiting on the Lord. And then it says, the Lord shall hear it. The Lord will hear our cry. Psalmist says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me from His holy hill. What a wonderful encouragement the Lord is to us, that when we cry unto Him, when He hears from His holy hill, we cry about all the issues that we're faced with, all the disappointments, all the hopes that are dashed, the Lord is the answer. He hears from His holy hill. And the Lord will answer. He will answer thee. Remember when Elijah was in the Mount Carmel, and it said, call ye upon the name of your gods, he's saying to the people about their Baals, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let Him be God. The God that answers by fire. The Lord answers. He can answer by fire. The Lord can send down the Holy Spirit amongst us, His own people, and answer by fire. And we just long in these days that are days of waiting on the Lord, waiting for revival, waiting for his mercy, waiting for him to be gracious to us, as it says in these verses. Waiting for the Lord. We're longing that, as Isaiah did himself, he purposed in his own heart that that was going to be what he was going to do. He was going to wait on the Lord. Nothing was going to sway him from this issue. Only in the Lord was he going to wait. And I just hope that in these days that are coming, that are quite difficult, I imagine, for lots of people, and there are lots of issues in our lives that are quite difficult, as we wait on the Lord for them, as we wait on the Lord to come in a mighty outpouring of his Holy Spirit in revival to his own people, the church, maybe we can say, like the psalmist said, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Wonderful, isn't it? Waiting in the Lord. Truly my soul waits in the Lord. From him cometh my salvation. It also says, my expectation, this is Psalm 62, my expectation is from him, only from him. How wonderful to have that hope, that expectation that the Lord will break in and change the situation. Prayers will be answered. People will be saved. People will be healed. People will be delivered when the Lord breaks in. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can wait on him, our salvation. Thank you.